The 13th Wolf by Gav Thorpe. Performed by Gareth Armstrong, Tim Bentinck, Ian Brooker, Steve Conlin, Jonathan Keeble, and Toby Longworth. Aboard the Stormbird Claw End, the old guard of the 13th Great Company shared a poignant silence. The growl of plasma jets and wind from the thickening atmosphere shook the hull around them. Bullvis stared at each of his veterans in turn and met their gazes with his own knowing look. They were armored in bulky warplate of storm gray, gilded and silvered, decked with trophies, medallions, and honors. Necklaces of alien fangs and bones hung about their gorgets, and their arms were bound with iron torques. Tatters of parchment, oaths of moment, and honors from the Allfather himself marked them as heroes of 100 wars. Each had been a grown man when the Imperium had rediscovered Fenris. Too old, they said. Too old to benefit from Great Russ's gene seed. Too old for the transformations. Bulvi grinned toothily.
Too tough to die, too stubborn to give up, eh? We proved them wrong.
Halfdan, his single eye shadowed in the light of the troop compartment, asked a question of the old wolf.
Will we offer terms to Magnus?
Bulvi shook his head.
I asked that same question of the Wolf King himself. There is no chance of reconciliation. The sorceries of the Thousand Suns must be extinguished.
Halfdan offered no argument. Ranulf nodded somberly.
We are the Vulka Fenrika brothers, the Space Wolves. They're out. We have come as the Allfather's executioners with a single purpose, to destroy a world, to annihilate its people and render its civilization down to ashes. Prospero, home to the Thousand Suns, Legion of Magnus the Red, the Crimson King. Traitorous lord of a corrupt world. We are righteousness, and that cannot be held at bay.
Jürgen let out a short laugh.
Ha! Yet the power of Magnus protects his capital. Mass drivers and magma bombs have burned all the rest of Prospero, but Tiska still stands.
A legion destroying another is a humbling matter. We should take no joy from the destruction of our brothers. Be brutal and efficient, the Wolf King said, but do not glory in the fall of Magnus and his sons. But show no mercy either! The other great companies are already on the ground. We will have some catching up to do.
The hull started to rattle with the detonation of anti-aircraft fire, and the rush of wind grew louder and louder as the gunship descended. With a change of inertia that would have broken the spines of lesser men, the Stormbird fired its landing thrusters, forcing the old guard into their harnesses. Bulvi stroked the sealskin-bound haft of his single-bladed power axe, Eldingafal, the Storm Strike. They landed, the gear hydraulics shrieking below them, and the hull shuddering from the impact. Bulvi stood, hitting the activator for the assault ramp. The brightness and all-consuming roar of battle swept into the gunship. Bulvi lifted Eldingafal, catching the ruddy light on its rune-edged blade, and raised his voice over the din.
Did you not think we would get our hands bloody today?